Hot Springs, Arkansas is only an hour away from the capital city of Little Rock, but the historic town is decidedly distinct. The town is also a national park because of its thermal hot springs. Before the advent of modern medicine, the hot springs drew health seekers from around the world. Dozens of bathhouses line the main street, most dating from the dawning decades of the 20th century. By the advent of the Roaring Twenties, gambling establishments were abundant, along with their attendant upstairs brothels. You name the legendary mobster, like Al Capone, Benny Siegel, Meyer Lansky, Lucky Luciano, and their associates, they all loved to hang out in hot springs. To accommodate the throngs of gamblers and health seekers, the Grand Arlington Hotel opened its door for business in 1924, and today it remains the largest hotel in the state of Arkansas. The town also served as America's first spring training camp for professional baseball players, three quarters of a century before Arizona and Florida. It was here in Hot Springs where Babe Ruth hit the longest home run ball of his career, and not home turf Camden Yard in Baltimore. Another century-long Hot Springs draw remains professional horse racing and gaming. At one time, there were two racetracks here, but today, Oaklawn, opened back in 1905, remains and thrives as a nursery for Triple Crown winners, and the track also touts some of the largest purses in America. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Benny Baker at the Arlington Hotel, and then we'll stop in at Oaklawn for a visit with Jennifer Hoyt, Media Relations Manager. Benny Baker, we're here at the Arlington Hotel in the heart of Hot Springs, Arkansas. What an incredible cornerstone piece of Hot Springs history.
The Arlington is the front door to downtown Hot Springs, historic Central Avenue.
You go up and down Central Avenue, and it's mostly, what, two-story, one-story, maybe three-story at the most. And here is, from what I understand from you earlier, was the largest hotel in the state of Arkansas?
It is. We have 11 floors. When the Arlington was originally built, we had 550 guest rooms. We've kind of centralized a bit, but we're at 478, and we do remain the largest hotel in Arkansas.
To this day, wow.
Correct, yes, that's true.
So it's more than just a hotel. I noticed you have a ballroom and conference center facility, so it's really multi-purpose, isn't it?
You know, it is. I mean, just the diversity of the individuals that come to Hot Springs lends itself to the Arlington and to downtown Hot Springs, but wedding receptions, conventions, leisure guests, and they really come from all parts of the world.
I'm a personal sucker for history and architectural history specifically, and that's one of the enchanting aspects of this hotel today.
The version that we are at now at the Arlington is the third version of the Arlington, and we actually sit on private property. And when this facility was built, it was they really had the Mediterranean feel in mind. And as we're sitting today on the veranda, which wraps around the Arlington, that's just a part of the uniqueness of the Arlington. And once again, it looks out over Central Avenue.
And even its connection with American history, at one point in time, I understand that Al Capone basically reserved an entire floor and had his own suite here.
He did. Even to this day, we have the Al Capone suite on the fourth floor, and he did. For his extended family, he would reserve the fourth floor, and as well as other dignitaries and celebrities that would come to Hot Springs.
And then another character from 20th century, 21st century American history, Bill Clinton, local boy made good. He still comes and stays here, from what I understand.
He does. I mean, President Clinton is from Hot Springs. Last year, he attended his 50th class reunion and came in and played golf and actually kind of welcomed himself into an event that we had at the hotel because he had friends in there and became a part of it. So he's a friend of Hot Springs. I mean, he's part of Hot Springs.
Tell us a little bit more about the hotel and what is distinctive about it. Why should somebody stay here?
First off, the Arlington is an independent hotel, which lends itself. It's a bit different than your brand hotels. And I think you can see that all the way through to the staff. We have some staff that have been an employee of the hotel for 40 years. We had a gentleman that a year and a half ago finally retired, but he had been an employee for 55 years. And, you know, the understanding always was from the owners that every time he came back from a war, there was a job waiting on him. And that's the uniqueness of a family-owned operation, just the support and really being a part of the family.
And is this the second family ownership, or have they owned the property since it was built?
They were not the original owners of the hotel. but they bought the property as well as some other property years ago and just continue to maintain it and to really be a vital part of downtown Hot Springs.
Tell us about your favorite picks to do in Hot Springs.
You know, the first thing I would say is allow enough time for rest and relaxation. Obviously, as we're sitting here, I'm looking down Bathhouse Row, looking at the National Park, and that is part of it. So on one side of Central Avenue, you have National Park. On the right-hand side, you have the private retail businesses. So I would allow enough time for that. We're fortunate to have PGA golf courses in Hot Springs. We have botanical gardens, Garvin Gardens, and we're surrounded by lakes. And once again, on any given day, just look at the license plates to see who is coming into town and where they're coming from.
And horse racing, that's pretty big here.
We have horse racing at Oaklawn Park and gaming. They have gaming as well. But from the second weekend of January through the second weekend of April, concludes with the Arkansas Derby. And, you know, your listening audience might want to know that American Pharoah started the trek towards the Triple Crown last year in Hot Springs. Won the Rebel Stakes and then the Arkansas Derby and then went on to history. Every year, the Arkansas Derby is the springboard to either the top one, two, or three horse that goes to Kentucky Derby to carry on the legacy. If you have an opportunity and you really aren't familiar with Hot Springs, we are the first resort in the United States. And we have thermal water day in and day out, 143 degrees, and it's just a very unique setting. This is where everyone came to Hot Springs originally because of the hot water. Major League Baseball began in Hot Springs. 83 members of the Hall of Fame played baseball in Hot Springs. So there was so much famous boxers, just celebrities and dignitaries came to Hot Springs. That was the place to be. And it really still is. You never know who you're going to see at our lobby bar. It's consistently ranked as one of the top 15 hotel lobby bars in the world, and there's a reason for that.
That's an incredible accolade.
It really is. And, you know, something else that's unique for the Arlington especially is we have a band, a jazz band, that plays on Friday and Saturday evenings from 8:30 until midnight. The same band has performed for 30 years.
Benny Baker, Director of Sales at the Arlington Hotel in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Come back.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Join us as we visit with Jennifer Hoyt, Media Relations Manager at Oaklawn Racing and Gaming. How cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah. I loved something you said earlier I never heard before, and that's a racino.
Well, we don't like to consider ourselves a racino, but technically that's what we are. We are a racetrack and a casino or a gaming facility here in Arkansas. We don't say casino. It's a game room, gaming area. But, yeah, we're both. But racing has always been our number one priority, and we're just wrapping up a really terrific race meet.
I never would have imagined in Hot Springs, Arkansas, that you would find one of America's premier racing centers. That's incredible.
We are. You know, we've been here 112 years, but we really have become one of the most noted racetrack facilities in the country, thanks to horses like American Pharoah, who won our Rebel Stakes last year in the Arkansas Derby before making history as the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years.
That's incredible. That's out of here.
Right out of here. He was here. He was not the first horse. We've had horses like Smarty Jones, who came through here in 2004 and just missed the Triple Crown in 2004. Then came a Fleet Alex, Curlin, Super Saver. A lot of really good horses have come through here over the last 10, 15 years.
But in recent history, I imagine that nailing the Triple Crown really propelled you guys to a new level of awareness.
It certainly has. We've seen that in the fact that our pre-sale Arkansas Derby tickets sold out faster than they've ever had before. We've had a lot of horsemen that maybe not have thought of Oaklawn in the past are now sending horses to race here. Owners are now getting better stock so that they can be part of our three-year-old stakes program. We do offer one of the richest three-year-old Triple Crown prep series, which starts in January with our Smarty Jones stakes and continues on through the Arkansas Derby.
Stepping back in the world of live on-location horse racing in America, number one, just thinking in my mind is I can tell you some places around America, even in California, that have closed. And I think some of that is because of online racing. And so those who survive,
either grow stronger or they go away.
Right. Definitely the survival of the fittest right now in thoroughbred racing. And Oakland's very proud to be one of the strongest. We've been here for 112 years. We have a president, Charles Sella, who is dedicated to the horse racing. Our general manager, Eric Jackson, also is very committed to the racing side of the business. And that helps. And when you're able to continuously raise your purses, we've raised our purses for 8 consecutive years. No other racetrack in America can say that.
Some are retrenching and going the other direction, right? Reducing purse size.
Right. You know, tracks are, they have to cut somewhere, and a lot of times it does come out of the horseman's account and it affects the purses. We hope what we can be able to continue this trend. We are a year-round entertainment destination, the number one Arkansas tourist attraction. And so we work really hard to attract people here, not only for racing, but for gaming, and I think we do it better than anybody else.
As an outsider looking in, when I think of horse racing big time, we all think of the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs and the women with the fancy hats. And I go to that stereotype of it being a rich man's sport. But that's not necessarily so. Tell us about the other side of horse racing.
You know, horse racing is a lot of hardworking men and women, a lot of husband and wives, father and sons and daughters, fathers and daughters working together very closely to have a good racehorse. Right now, gearing up for our Arkansas Derby is a trainer named Donnie K. Von Himmel. His dad is Don Von Himmel. Don Vaughn's been in the business close to 60 years. He's brought up both his sons, Kelly and Donnie, to follow in his footsteps, and they all cheer on each other. This is sudden breaking news. He'll be running in our Arkansas Derby is, you know, kind of example of the hard work they've put into this business. It certainly helps if you have the money of a sheik from Dubai, but anybody can be successful in thoroughbred racing.
And you have watched them, like, farmer wife and husband that lucked out and had a killer horse, right? Yeah. That were able to come here.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think right off the bat to Val and Bob Yagos, who in 2011 had a horse named Arch, a horse that they bred. You know, they own just a small business in Jacksonville, Arkansas, and their little horse beat a horse trained by Bob Baffert in the Arkansas Derby called The Factor. That sent them to their very first Kentucky Derby. Their trainer is Jinx Fires, who's from Arkansas, been here 50 years. The horse was ridden by Jinx's son-in-law, John Court. Very much a family affair, and, you know, Bob and Val certainly can't play on the same level as a lot of people, but they certainly did have a really good horse who has since gone on to join one of the blue-blooded farms in Kentucky as a sire.
That's so cool. So great Americana success story.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it truly is.
Yeah. Let's loop back to Oaklawn itself. And this is a mind-blowing destination, just the physical square footage of your interior space. Tell us what somebody would find here.
Well, we do sit on 200 acres. We have a large gaming area which has 1,400 gaming terminals, 2 restaurants. We have our Silks Bar and Grill, which has been open about a year and a half now and been really widely received, won several awards. But then our racing facility that can fit up to 65,000, 70,000. That is an overflow into our infield where you can go out and enjoy the races from a park-like setting. We have 3 full floors of grandstand seating, very reasonably priced. Even on Arkansas Derby Day, they're just $4.50 a ticket.
We were talking about earlier, what a great thing for families. Affordable. You know, we talked about Disneyland. That's a deal breaker for a lot of people. Where this is something where you could bring all the kids and have it be a very affordable day out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For probably less than $20, you can bring a family of 4 or 5, and the kids can run around in our infield, ride the inflatable rides, not quite Disney World, but they have fun. There's a face painter, a petting zoo. One something unique to our petting zoo is a kangaroo, something you don't see every day at petting zoos. And then, you know, you have the thrill of thoroughbred racing. It's a place where you can actually come and leave with more money than you came with. So, you know, it does take, you know, a lot of luck and a lot of hard work to really get mastered at betting, but people can come and have a good time and really enjoy themselves.
And there is that other dimension into horse racing, and that's the gaming side of things. Talk a little bit about what you offer here for the gamer.
Well, you know, we do have a full menu of wagering. You can do your win place shows, your trifectas, your superfectas. We do have the 10-cent superfecta, which is so popular around the country, the 50-cent trifectas. We do have a pick six wager called the Classics. So really, any fan at any level can come. You know, we do have tip sheets available every day for purchase. If you're not quite familiar with horse racing, our former track announcer, Terry Wallace, who's been here close to 40 years, is a wonderful handicapper. He lends his selections to the Sentinel Record. People can find them online on our website as well at oaklawn.com. So there's always places you can go to get help. You can come to our information booth and get a little tip sheet. So we do have it. The true handicappers and bettors can have the wagering menu that they like to play the exotics, the pick threes, the pick fours, but we also have the simple $2 to win, place, and show.
Nice. And then how about somebody that doesn't live in Arkansas but yet wants to watch your horse racing? I understand that you could access it via the web.
You can come to our website. We do put all of our race replays on there. You can go to any simulcast facility around the country. We send our signal out to about 1,000 different outlets. And then you can have your online wagering, of course, at different sites.
Jennifer Hoyt, thank you so much for visiting and have a great day at the racetrack.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Hot Springs, Arkansas, where we've been visiting with Jennifer Hoyt, Media Relations Manager at Oaklawn Racing and Gaming.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.